north, south, and the in-between. The San Andreas Fault is a place where two divergent fault lines touch, moving north and south. 1. Primavera. My grandfather is a 97-year-old man who traveled north for the first time in his late 20s in the company of paisanos from the pueblos of Guanajuato, Zacatecas, Michoacán, and other landlocked states. And as he passed inspection and peeked at the ocean for the first time outside of San Diego, felt desperately alone in a bus full of braceros who had left their growing families, worried mothers, and a small town with a plaza square where the old man from surrounding ranchitos came to play baraja and talk about the animals in their corrals, the fields they could no longer plow, the grown children who had left to El Norte, and the weather. 2. Verano. Abuelo made the trip north a second time in his mid-30s when his two sons were not quite men but were old enough to take care of Abuela. Working the fields outside of Salinas, Abuelo inspected the thick petals of an artichoke and surely wondered what other beauties his poverty would never show him. The routine of constant work was alleviated by a newfound love of baseball, a distance from disapproving glares, and the attention of women. Mujeres sinvergüenzas, as Abuela would call them. 2 seasons later, Abuelo traveled south on a bus full of weary men who had been lured north to a foreign land with the promise of labor and were now en route to a place they once called home, feeling something other than their sweat had been left behind in a field barren from too many harvests. Rumbling through a ghost town outside of the San Bernardino County line, Abuelo vowed never to return. 3. Otoño. My father ventured up to California in the late 70s, like his father did once, leaving behind a young wife, a family of 5, and a cheerless mother whose husband was dead only to her after Abuelo took up with a woman and her 4 children. Papa worked a steady job laundering sheets and gowns in the basement of a large hospital in the Inland Empire. 2 years later, Papa would send for us to go live in Corona. Before we left on the 3-day bus ride in the fall of 79, Mama went to receive blessings from Abuelita Toña, and my last memory of home was getting lost amongst the giant sunflowers in the field behind Abuelita's adobe made of baked earth bricks hardened by a day's fire in the open ground next to a thinning crop of maize, calabaza, and frijol. 4. Invierno. On his 3rd visit north, Abuelo came to visit my father in his deathbed. 38 years after walking away despite Abuela's threats from the modest home he had helped build with his 2 grown sons for their wives and brood of children that ran wild in the courtyard chasing the chickens for fun, but who cried when told the caged rabbits were only for food. Papa, with tubes snaking from his body and puffy from chemicals, listened as Abuelo talked about baseball, relatives who had since passed, the work he had once tended to, and the weather. Holding Papa's left hand translucent in his palm, Abuelo was astounded by the small purple veins visible underneath the delicate skin, reminiscent of the wondrous artichoke in bloom he once held in a field outside of Salinas.